Support for Innovation Hub comes from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, analyzing the genetic weaknesses of more than 25,000 tumors to craft precision treatments for cancer. More at danafarber.org/beatcancer.
Welcome to Innovation Hub. I'm Kara Miller. If you live in a city, chances are you've seen a rat. And if you're anything at all like me, you probably didn't like it. Because honestly, who likes rats?
Oh my goodness, if we had to say thank you to any other mammal on planet Earth, we would owe more thanks to the rats and the mice because we've learned so much about ourselves in medical research.
That is rat expert Bobby Corrigan. And as you can tell, he's a big fan of rats. Now, we have been neighbors with rats for thousands of years, but that still does not make most of us like them. So how do we minimize rats' presence in our lives? You got poison, you got traps, but a new report suggests it may not make sense to kill rats at all. Innovation Hub associate producer Mark Filippino has the story.
I'm at a train stop on Chicago's South Side when I meet Irma Jones. She lives close by, and I ask her, "Have you seen any rats lately?"
"Every day."
Well, at least every day that she takes out the trash. And while Irma can laugh about it, she admits it can get a little grimy.
"I got the rat poison there in different corners of the house. It works. But the idea of them coming in the house and they dying in the house, you have to go and search for them now, so."
For the last few years, Chicago's held the title of America's rattiest city, according to Orkin, the National Pest Control Service. But it's not like Chicago hasn't tried to take care of its rat problem. They have, mostly with poison.
"And actually, we don't like to call it poison. It's called rodenticide."
That's Josie Cruz. She heads the city's rat control efforts.
"And so we lay the rodenticide, they'll eat it, and we'll get rid of the rats. You know, they'll die off."
They've also gotten creative. At one point, they used dry ice to suffocate rats out of their nest. But at the end of the day, it's all lethal. Bobby Corrigan's a rodent control expert, and he says, sure, we can keep poisoning rats, but...
"It's a Band-Aid. It works short-term, but with rats, they have a very fast reproduction rate. So the bait is this short-term Band-Aid on something that really, you know, needs surgery."
How much surgery? Let's put it this way. One single rat couple can produce between kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, up to 15,000 descendants a year. And then there's the debate over what form that surgery should take. Because straight-up killing rodents might be doing more harm than good.
"We're not saying that pest control is ineffective, but we're saying we need to reconsider what pest control looks like."
That's Keely Byers. She's a doctoral candidate and part of a research organization called the Vancouver Rat Project. And she asks, should we be killing rats at all? Just hear me out here. Recently, Byers and the Vancouver Rat Project tagged some of Vancouver's neighborhood rodents and recaptured them 8 months later. They found something striking. Pest control practices, like poison, could increase the chances of disease spreading from one rat to another.
"And the general idea here is that carriage of disease and pathogens by rats is intimately linked to their ecology. So by doing things that change that ecology or change those behaviors, we could have unforeseen impacts on disease spread among rats."
Picture it this way. A city gets a call saying there's a rat infestation in a nearby alley, and these are disease-carrying rats. The city puts down some poison, but maybe only half the population dies. But this disruption causes the surviving diseased rats to move to a place they think is safer, a nearby city block where healthy rats live. The diseased rats mingle with the healthy rats, and boom, you've got more diseased rats, which could end up infecting people.
"There's no button that makes the rats go away. Unfortunately, that button is us going with them."
Realistically, Byers says to get rid of rats without killing them, we'd have to clean up our act, literally. You see, rats feast on the stuff we hate to think about, like garbage and pet waste. Plus, rats don't need a lot of food to sustain themselves, maybe a few grams a day. And when we try to kill them, it spreads disease. But what if we made sure they were never even born?
"Birth control, that's it, that's the key word."
That's right. Josie Cruz, head of Chicago Rodent Control, is excited about a rat birth control pilot program. The birth control comes in liquid food form and speeds up the egg cycle of female rats so they reach menopause quicker. And it turns males infertile. Then, without producing any offspring, they die of natural causes. This may be the rat control program that works best. But this brings up a major question for all cities, not just Chicago. Are we as citizens willing to commit to long-term family planning? The idea is a tough sell, because even though poison is a short-term fix, it's convenient, and it's comfortable. So, to move forward on the birth control idea, cities would have to convince their residents to take the road less traveled. New York City took that road. It saw success in 2015 as rats gobbled up the birth control-laced food in subway stations. And New York just started it up again last year. For Innovation Hub, I'm Mark Filippino.
Oh, I think I smell a rat. Oh, I think I smell a rat.
By the way, cities handle their rat problems in some interesting ways. Washington, D.C. recruits feral cats to track down rodents, and some New Yorkers actually go out on rat hunts. We've got articles about some of the less conventional rat control methods on our website, innovationhub.org.